from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, officials say an Ocean County police officer rescued a toddler left inside a parked vehicle Tuesday afternoon amid a heat wave. A Lakewood police officer was unloading his patrol vehicle at Police HQ around 3:15 p.m. when he saw a 2-year-old boy inside a vehicle without the engine running, according to Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Billheimer. Using a lockout tool, the officer got into the vehicle, removed the child. An investigation determined the child had been in the vehicle for 24 minutes. The child's father, 34-year-old Simcha Feldman of Lakewood, has been charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Gen Z still views home ownership as an important milestone, according to a recent Bank of America report. But their biggest obstacle to getting one is the down payment, says Bank of America New Jersey's Dwayne Redmond. He says their report found that lead to several strategies to be able to afford it.
They are definitely looking at ways in which they can afford the down payment. And that could include living with siblings. That could include multi-generational households. They also, where it's possible, they would definitely borrow some money.
He added that if none of that is possible, Gen Zers would buy their time and save as much as they can. 30% reported taking up an extra job to pay for a home in 2025. A New Jersey man that was visiting the Grand Canyon in Arizona has been missing for over a week. The family of 35-year-old Thomas Gibbs of Freehold Township last heard from him on July 22nd and reported him missing on Monday, according to the Grand Canyon National Park. Park rangers believe Gibbs went hiking on the Grand View Trail in the Horseshoe Mesa. The trail is, quote, for experienced desert hikers only. And out of 96 hospitals in New Jersey evaluated by U.S. News & World Report, 11 are recognized as best regional hospitals for 2025-2026.
The number one hospital in New Jersey is Hackensack University Medical Center, which the publication says is also the first hospital in the state to ever be ranked a top 20 hospital nationally and for clinical excellence. Also making the list include Morristown Medical Center, Atlantic Health System in Morristown, Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick, Jersey Shore University Medical Center at Hackensack Marine Health in Neptune, and Valley Hospital in Paramus. You can see the complete list of hospitals at nj1015.com. Annette Petriccioni, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And are we going to get storms tomorrow or the next day? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. Now New Jersey fast traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, warm and sticky tonight with some clouds. There will be a thunderstorm in a few spots. Lows will be in the mid-70s. Not as hot for tomorrow, but it will still be humid with some sun followed by clouds. There will be a few showers and thunderstorms around, especially during the afternoon. And the flash flood risk will be increasing throughout the day. Highs in the low to mid-70s. Periods of rain, some heavy, and a thunderstorm tomorrow night, which will lead to flash flooding in some spots. Lows in the mid-60s. Some lingering rain and flooding issues into early Friday, then drying out during the afternoon, a high near 70. I'm Brian Thompson.
And we have right now over here 84 in Orange, 84 in Hillsborough, 86 Times River. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.